Democrat activists lose patience with Biden's lackadaisical approach to everything. By Jacob Bliss on July 13, 2022. Democrat activists are losing patience with President Joe Biden, their party's highest elected leader, due to his lackadaisical approach to everything, The Hill's Alex Gangitano and Hannah Trudeau reported. Progressives are getting louder and louder as they grow increasingly tired of seeing the president's campaign promises be cut down to size, only to have the midterms fall further out of their grasp, the reporters admitted. They are becoming more disagreeable, sparked, they say, by his inaction and inability to bring his own agenda to fruition. Ellen Siles, the spokesperson for the radical climate-focused Sunrise Movement, told The Hill, "We've been warning Democrats that unless they correct now, they are going to lose the engagement of so many voters, threatening their chances in 2022 and 2024 even further." Democrats are heading into November with a president with low approval ratings, a Congress that has not passed Build Back Better, and we are losing young people, the future of the party, and the future of the country, Siles added. Siles continued. "So many of us poured our hearts into the 2020 elections and had so much hope for what the government could do with a flipped Senate and with the presidency back. Now we are watching as our fundamental rights are being stripped away. Climate disasters are worsening, districts have been gerrymandered for the next 10 years. And the message young people are receiving from leadership is, vote harder." Aaron Chappell, our revolution's political director, who seemed angered by Biden's lackadaisical approach affecting the midterms and his 2024 chances, added, "This isn't some inner party fight, this isn't about beating up Biden because we want to relitigate 2020 or fight about what happens in 2024. This is about foreseeing disaster in the midterms and we want to defend off that disaster. We think without seeing strong action from the party, it is going to be really tough to motivate voters in November," Chappell added. And in regards to the left's attempts to abolish the filibuster, and not being able to get Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, on board, Chappell said, "I don't believe that the President of the United States can't find a way to move two senators in his own party. I don't know what that way is, but we do think the President has the power, has the reputation as a dealmaker. We just had to show that the party takes these concerns seriously," Chappell said. "Without doing that, I think it's really hard to convince people to come back out." As The Hill mentioned, activists are angered by Biden's approach to gun control. An activist whose son was killed in 2018 interrupted Biden during a speech at the White House about the new bipartisan gun control law. Noting the interruption, Noah Lumbantobing, a spokesperson for March for Our Lives, which is a group that was founded following the shooting in 2018 where the son was killed, said, "He can expect that this frustration will bubble up to a head like this. You can only send so many letters that are ignored until things come to a head." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.